Blog Talk Radio.
John L. Brown, author and filmmaker, native of Lake Charles, Louisiana, is taking his expose on race relations in America, Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, to another level by doing a documentary entitled The Mentally Blind in America. The documentary will open the viewer's eyes to homelessness, poverty, hunger, the real rules of the criminal justice system, and other poverty-related issues that challenge underemployed, unemployed, and homeless people in American post-recession. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary, will enlighten people of color and people in poverty on how to restore their credit rating and expunge their criminal records. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary coming this fall. Real people, real stories. The Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, a documentary on race, poverty, the recession's aftermath, and more. Follow our post on Facebook's The Mentally Blind in America. The Mentally Blind in America.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the talk show, Uplifting Communities, with John and Ms. J. And boy, I'll tell you, we have a show for you guys today. But before I get into anything, I would like to pass it over to Ms. J. Ms. J, could you please take over and bring our guest on?
Yeah, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. And today we're going to have an awesome show. We have Bria with us today, a Columbia University student, also major in criminal law. But what's really great about her is that even though she's a college student, she's conscious of community, and she's working in the community and doing some great things. So before we get started, Bree, before we get started, why don't you just tell the audience a little bit of something about you besides what I've exposed about you, something just about you so they can get to know you a little bit as well.
Okay, well, I was originally born and raised in Lake Charles, Louisiana. I moved to Georgia around, when I started high school, and now I attend Columbia State University, major is criminal justice. My goal is to become a lawyer, and I'm currently only 20 years old.
It's pretty awesome.
No.
You're also a part of the one of the first black women sororities, AKA. And being a part of such a legacy of great women who have done great things, how does that affect your choice in being part of being a positive part in the community? And I call you a part of the new generation of leaders. How does that play a part in that?
Well, I always like to go out and reach different areas of the community. I love being able to have opportunities with all of the organizations that I do to just be a help anywhere and to impact someone. And I feel like my opportunity to be a part of an amazing sorority, it just expands that even more. It helps me network with other people to even push out, our mission and our goals and what we want to see, done in the community.
Awesome.
Yeah, and also, Brianna, I see you a part of the NAACP as well. What is your function with the NAACP? How is they helping you out?
Actually, growing up, I really didn't learn too much about, the African-American history, things that have happened in the past. I really didn't understand, the things that we were facing today. So I joined NAACP just to learn more, to gain knowledge, to really see, what's going on, how is it affecting us as African Americans, and what can we do to bring awareness to it. So that's my whole thing with NAACP. It's just a constant learning experience and giving me a new perspective on everything that's going on in today's society.
You know what, that is really a smart decision, and I think for a lot of young people that's really a good example, because we had a member of the NAACP on the show from that area, and that was one thing she mentioned, is that it's a place of resources, a place of information.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of times people think, oh, if I go there, I got to be, you know, a civil rights, you know, leader. I got to fight. I got to do this and do that. However, there are the resources there. There's education, the resources. You know, there is housing resources. There are employment resources. So, and like you mentioned, there's history resources. So, you know, I think that's a great statement you made because it leaves the door open that is information available for anyone. And it's a great way to learn and develop and discover. And I think that's pretty awesome. You know, as a young woman out there doing all this different type of work, do you feel that as a woman, and there could be actually more different types of programs and things to get more young women involved in helping in the community? Because a lot of people are afraid. They figure they don't have this skill. They're looking for some great miracle that they should have, you know, some great skill they should have. They need to be this or that, or they have to be in a sorority, or they have to be in college. But, you know, for the everyday girl out there, you know, do you think there should be, you know, more programs encouraging them to be involved, or are there more programs, especially in your area, that maybe some young girls don't know about?
There's always many different types of programs that you can join. You know, you don't have to have a certain set of skills or anything like that. Before I became a part of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, I was involved with Collegiate Women on our campus, which is an all-women organization, and we just do many things to impact the students on campus, you know, from car washes to going to the schools and spend time with the youth, reading to them, sending school supplies and everything. And with that organization, it doesn't matter what kind of skill set you have. I feel like the more diverse it is, the bigger impact we can have. You don't want to have the same type of people in one organization. You want to have a variety so that way you can hit those different people when you go out. So it's all about doing your research, because there is an organization for everyone.
Yes.
Yes, it is. That is great. I want to ask you another question. What made you choose law as your major?
Criminal justice, it just has always been an interest of mine. Like, during my childhood, I always like solving things. I like problem solving, like jigsaw puzzles or mystery books I love to read. It's just something that always caught my attention. With shows like Law and Order and Criminal Minds, these things that I started watching like at a very young age when I was 5 years old. It's just something that really sparked me. And then as I got older, learning about cases that haven't been solved and learning about all the crime that is going on, I felt like I want to make a difference. And I tried to do research on other fields and test out other fields, but criminal law has always been something that was touching to me, that I felt that it fit me as a person. And now, even actually being in college now and actually studying criminal law and then going on to law school, eventually it just gave me even more reason to want to continue to work in this field.
That's pretty awesome. And, you know, with so much injustice and things going on in this country at this particular time, you know, that is such a great major. I think one of the biggest problems for us as a community is that we don't understand the law and how to make the law work.
Exactly.
And so absolutely, because that's how people get out, because they know how to work the law. So having someone, a new generation in place to come in and fight and understand them policies and them laws in order to make it work for our faith, I think that's an awesome, you know, step for you. I think that's pretty nice.
Yes, it is. I think that is very, very wise decision for you to pick that subject. Because, you know, eventually we're going to get older. We're going to perish, and we need someone like in your age bracket that's taking criminal justice. We need doctors. We need policemen. We need, you know, different fields, and I am so, you know, excited, you know, to see you just blossom. I mean, just blossom. You know, you got a straight path, you focus, you know, and you just keep that up, you know. And, I'll tell you, you know. What you can do also, tell the audience a little bit about what you're doing, you know, in the communities.
Well, I really started being more involved in different organizations my senior year in high school, and it all started with me doing Navy ROTC, and that branched me out, got me out of my comfort zone, kind of showed me the benefits of actually going out and being involved. And so ever since I started college, I've been a part of Students Activity Council. I've been in NAACP, Collegiate Women, now Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, and also a residence assistant at Columbia State University, too, where I work with the residents, put on programs, you know, just to bring more of a community to the on-campus dorms, also educational programs to educate and bring awareness about things that goes on in our society, you know, what needs to get fixed and what can we do to fix it, or teach them just basic tools to make it through college.
That is really good. I really like that. I really like that, you know. So what would you like, you know, what is your favorite part of going to college?
Meeting new people. You need a real huge diversity of people. I know my freshman year in college, I met a group of students that were Korean, and they were new to the U.S. They were kind of to themselves, and one day I got with some friends, and we met with those students, and they brought, like, their Korean food and their music, and we brought our food and their music, and it was just a really big learning experience. I feel like you don't know much about people from other countries and stuff unless you step out there to educate yourself about it. I feel like some people are scared to go out and reach the diversity of people. And I feel like that's my favorite part of college, is just really seeing everyone networking, because you never know what you'll learn, you never know what you'll encounter, and you never know how it can impact your life.
That is so true. You're really good contacts for future in college. You know,
yes.
I mean, yeah, I had been somewhere before actually on an interview, and someone, I remember you from school. I was like, I honestly didn't remember, but they remembered and remembered certain things, and that really benefited me, you know. So, you know, you make contacts. This is where you make those contacts that you can make significant change as you grow into your adult life, and I think you're absolutely right about the diversity, because the one thing that cheats people that don't have the opportunity to go to college or even travel is that they don't get to see outside their box, and the world is much bigger. And you know, it gives you opportunity to see the vision. You know, when you can't, you're in a box, you can't see past those four walls. But when you're outside that box, you say, wow, there's a real world out there. And I commend you for that, because that is what you're there for, is to grow. And you use that diversity to make you better at what you're doing as a new generation of leaders. And I think that's awesome.
Yes,
it's all about
just
expanding your knowledge. It's all about, like, I use all my experiences being involved in organizations as leader and everything as an educational experience. And I always tell people, you know, it's okay. It's great to be a leader. You know, everyone wants that title. Everyone wants to feel like a leader. But one of the important qualities of being a leader, you have to learn how to be a follower. You have to listen to other people. You have to expand your knowledge. And that's what I always live by.
Yeah, absolutely. What they say, the best teacher is the best student or something like that, similar to what you said. But like you said, you have to always be open to learn and to grow, and you don't know it all, and it may be a better way, and it may be a smarter way. So that's a great way to live.
Wow. Okay, I wanted to let the audience know that please press 1 if you want to join the conversation, your comment or elaborate on something, and just press 1 and I'll let you in. Okay? Right now I have a caller who want to either elaborate or ask you a question. Let me let them in, okay? Hello, caller. State your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Joseph from Lake Charles, Louisiana.
All right.
Can I ask the young lady a question? Am I ready to ask her a question?
Yes. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. How are you doing, Brianna?
How are you?
It's nice to hear you.
Good.
Some
thank
very
you,
private
thank
things.
You.
I have one question, hopefully for your audience. What could you possibly leave with the audience today? Not only the kids your age, but
yes.
The family members, mm-hmm. the parents, the uncles and aunts. What can we do to help a young kid, you know, from junior high or elementary to high school, to help motivate them? To excel better in school, and what could you add to that?
Mm-hmm.
In that, what can help them to want to further their education,
mm-hmm.
and what all it takes, you know, the sacrifices, the learning, and the getting a good grade. What would be your response on that? What would be a good age bracket to start in, or high school, and how can we, as adults, be of help?
I would say the first step is to have an open mind. You know, we live in a completely different society from, you know, a long time ago. And students, young adults, we're all facing different things that the older generations didn't experience, especially at a young age as some of us. So I was definitely the first step is to have an open mind, to educate yourself, to listen to what the issues are with the younger generations, and just look for ways to get involved, like do your research, look at what programs and or organizations that they have within the community that you can get involved in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right.
And the sacrifice that the youngsters have in preparing themselves educationally to excel in school, to graduate, and to try to look beyond that. You know, what kind of hard work is involved in sacrifice?
That's hard work. It's all about, I would say, you know, just find that motivation, find that drive to continue to go on. It won't be easy. Nothing's easy. And find ways to get involved. And when you find ways to get involved, it opens so many doors for you, and it's going to push you to want to succeed.
Okay. I appreciate
mm-hmm.
you. And thank you, and everything is okay.
Okay.
You're
all
welcome.
Right. Well, we have a. Oh, okay. Well, thank you, caller, for calling in,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Joseph.
Yeah.
And also, we have another caller. Let me let this person hear in and see. Okay, hold on. Hello, caller. State your name and where you're calling from.
Tommy Cole, Lake Charles, Louisiana.
All right.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. John L. Brown and Mrs. J?
Hello.
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Great, great, great. And we want to congratulate Ms. Brianna there in her study as being an attorney. I heard you say that you were involved with the NAACP.
Yes, I am.
And congratulations. And I'm just trying to figure out how does that work. You know, folks would come in with a complaint, and you guys working procedures for that program, or do you guys like search the law and see where we're discriminating against folks? How does that work?
Well, with the undergrad chapters, we pretty much just focus on bringing awareness to things like that happens on campus or things that go into society to the students on campus. If there's an actual, like, something serious that's going on, usually the national board of NAACP handles that. But
okay.
Undergrad chapters and colleges, we really just focus on bringing awareness to things around campus too, so students can see, hey, this is what's going on. You know, we need to unite together to bring awareness to this, try to fix it, try to stand up. And that's really our main goal.
Okay, hey, outstanding. Once again, congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That is so nice that you get into different, organization. You're learning the function of them and what they're about. That is really, really nice. Tell me something. What do you see improvement needed in our communities?
Educating the younger generation more on the importance of education. And going to school and going to college and what kind of doors that will open for you, what kind of experiences you can gain, and that things can be better. Everyone can be successful. It's possible.
Okay. All right. Well, we have time enough to take one more caller. Okay, so I'm going to let this caller right here in. Let's take one more.
Mm-hmm.
Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Andrew, calling from Longview, Texas.
Oh, hello, Andrew.
How you doing? I'm sorry I'm late getting on the show, but I was doing some, just looking at some stuff. I think one thing black people in all the communities really could be is more aware of the and not just school, but the environment, like the world around them, the system, I say, with a lot of violence and stuff coming on, you could tell a lot of cases of as of right now, a lot of hate stuff going on, and it could happen anywhere in anybody's city. I think the idea for not just school education, but also of real survival. Like people today, like black people today, I know you, John, you're a military veteran. So you have the education level, but you also have to survive.
Right,
you
I understand that. But what you want to elaborate on something with the guest?
Would you like to
ask a question? Or?
Oh, yes. Yes, ma'am. What do you think the most important thing to people need to learn, in your opinion, ma'am, as of right now, we think the most important educational information that they need to learn at this day and time?
Right now, I think the most important thing people should learn, and this goes for adults and even younger generation, is learning the law, learning your rights and knowing what you can stand up for. And just, I feel like when everyone have a better understanding of that, we would know how to work together.
I agree. I never heard about that before. that's good.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Andrew.
Thank you, ma'am.
thank you.
Okay. Yeah, well, so what you think, Ms. Jane?
No, I think she made some, valid points. One, I really agree with the education. I think we have taken education so lightly, and when I say that, it used to be a time when you went to school, as soon as you graduated high school, your goal was college. I remember that, at least when I was growing up. Everybody was trying to see what school they were going to get into. And I think now that we have settled with just being workers instead of being bosses. And I think we need to get to the place where we want to be a boss. We want to own our own businesses. We do want to be in control of what happens in our community. You know, and it starts with the millennium children. I think this new generation that Brianna is a part of, there's a lot of new leaders in this group. You know, we don't hear about them in the media and so forth, but there's a new generation of that is coming up. The eyes are opened. And I think that we have to nurture that as the older generation and realize maybe our way worked back then, but maybe we need to be open to new ways of change. So I really like her comments about being educated and want to be educated. I'm not saying everybody got to go to college, but what I'm saying is that it's a real goal. It's a realistic goal, and I think it's a realistic goal that our young people should start really striving for. You know, I really do. I think we think we can't go. We think about the money. We think about this and we think about that. But there's a lot of ways to get in school. And I think that we got to be willing to make that sacrifice because things are changing and we have to catch up because we're really falling behind as a people.
Mm-hmm. Well, Brianna, also I wanted to ask you this question too. Do you see anything need to be changed in our educational system?
That's a really good question. I would for our education system, I feel like
mm-hmm.
there's not enough opportunities, you know, for students who can't afford school or who's part of low-income families and things. I feel like there should be more opportunities, you know, to reach out to these students because I feel like that's one of the
yeah.
top reasons that a lot of students don't go to college is because, oh, we don't have the money for it.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like
wow.
there should be more opportunities, more ways that we can branch out to those families and those students.
Because the money's there. You just don't know how to
yeah.
get the money.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the knowledge comes in. Because when people say, you know, we can't afford it, you're right. Our mothers and fathers probably didn't save for college or whatever, so we don't have a trust fund to go. However, knowing the system, and like you said, understanding the law, there's money out there. We just need to know how to go get it and where is it at. And that's what you do. You are an information piece for your generation and so they can learn what to do and where to go and things like that. And I think that's what really makes, in my opinion, makes what you do so important because there has to be a mouthpiece that the generation can relate to. And,
no,
you know, they
right.
can relate to their own. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, that is very true what you just said, Ms. J, but we only have a minute and 40 seconds left for the show, so I'm asking Ms. J to close us out.
Well, absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you, Brianna, for coming. It was a pleasure to have you. You're setting a great example, and I like that you're a student, and so it shows other kids, even though you're going to school, you can do other things. So you're really
yeah.
setting a good example. So I really do appreciate your presence. If you had one positive thing to say to the community before we go, what would that be?
I would say no matter what you do, always keep God first. Because a lot of things that I've done and accomplished and everything, you know, wouldn't have been done without that. So I feel like that's one of the most important things and the most positive advice I can give is always keep God first in everything that you do. Don't settle for less and just keep pushing forward.
Amen.
All right, and John L. Brown.
Yes, I would like to say a little something. First, I would like to say thank Brianna for coming on the show. That was really nice for you to take the time out of your day to join us today and give a lot of knowledge to the audience and young people that are listening at us right now. You just keep up the good work, and I know you're going to do good. Be well, do good in college, and keep your dreams alive. And you're right, put God first. So God bless you. and hope you a lot of success, Brianna. I would say good night to everybody.
All right. Good night, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate it. Have a great evening.
Good. All
thank
right.
you.
Good night.